What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take this morning's look, shall we? Some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. Javier Cachafiero Richa, investigated for the alleged commission of the crime of money laundering. This is related to the National Aid Program, the PAN, reached a collaboration agreement with the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office of Descarga, in which he agreed to provide relevant information. In a note sent by the anti-corruption prosecutor for discharge, Edwin Juarez, to the second liquidator judge of criminal cases, Argueda Renteria, it is reported that after the approval of the agreement on the 24th of August, Cachafiero agreed to participate as a witness for the prosecution in this case. It's also detailed that Cachafiero's participation would be carried out through technological means, and for this, he provided an email address where he can be located. The investigation dates back to 2015. This is into money movements obtained through the alleged payment of bribes and other irregularities in contracts and purchases made by the PAN. On November the 30th of last year, 2023, the High Court for the Liquidation of Criminal Cases overturned a ruling by the liquidated 15th Criminal Court that issued an acquittal in favour of the 17 defendants and called them to trial for the crime of money laundering. The investigation revealed that through several companies such as Inversiones Glora, Inversiones Alimac, Inversiones Hal, and Grupo Pio Imboino, sums of money were moved whose whereabouts are unknown. These funds belonged to the PAN. Among those called to trial are Rafael Guardia Juarez, fugitive, Lorraine Bridget Guardia Juarez and Jonathan Guardia Andreon, all children of the former director of the PAN, Rafael Guardia Hine, who, according to the prosecution, created companies and cash checks for PAN funds in an irregular manner to acquire movable and immovable property. In this case, the prosecution argued that the crime preceding the money laundering was embezzlement and that this was consummated through the awarding of contracts through the PAN, some of which were overpriced or not fully executed. Irregularities in the management of PAN funds were one of the biggest scandals of the administration of former President Ricardo Martinelli, which led to 9 investigations involving several former ministers and senior government officials. Adolfo de Obarrio, former private secretary of former President Martinelli, was investigated in several of these cases but has not appeared in any proceedings since leaving Panama after being required by the public prosecutor's office. The package of reforms presented by the Ministry of Economy and Finance, the MEF, to change the fiscal social responsibility rule eliminated the rule of accumulation of the Panama Canal surpluses in the Panama Savings Fund, the FAP. Bill 138, which was approved in the first debate of the National Assembly, originally proposed eliminating the article that established that the FAP would receive contributions equivalent to 50% of the amount of contributions made by the waterway to the National Treasury, as long as the surpluses are greater than 2.5% of the gross domestic product, the GDP. However, the National Assembly's Economic and Finance Committee dealt a setback to this plan when they reworded the bill, indicating that this point would be eliminated as proposed. In exchange, they approved the suspension of the effects of the rule for fiscal years 2024, 25 and 26. That is, during those 3 years, the FAP would not receive the contributions that corresponds to it. If the project is approved in the third debate, the rule would be reinstated in 2027. The president of the FAP Board of Directors, Mario Amaya, participated in the discussions of the fiscal law, indicating that they recognised the tight financial situation of the government, so they had no objection to the suspension of the canal's contributions, but only for the next 3 years. On Monday, the 21st of October, the deputies heard their request, and it was thus reflected in the bill approved in the first debate. Furthermore, the FAP also opposed the inclusion of an article that introduces discretion in the allocation of its assets, which could generate uncertainty about the fund's future income. The modification to the definition of returns presented in another article was also questioned, as it could prevent the capitalisation of the fund. Amaya requested changes and the correction of these points. Representative Patsy Lee from the Popular Party discussed the elimination of the regulation that allowed the canal's contribution and asked for the explanations from the Vice Minister of Finance, Fausto Fernandez de Leon, who said that it was necessary to suspend the regulation and reformulate it to adapt it to the current economic reality. Fernandez said that following the same law and with the budget of the 2025 project, the FAP would have received between $120 million and $130 million, which we would have had to contribute anyway, considering that we have a negative primary fiscal balance, where that money should be used to pay the current bills and everything we have in arrears for a year. Now, the official asked the question as a reflection and said, if I owe money to everyone, how is it that I'm saving? The situation of hardship, he stressed, does not obviate the fact that we should continue saving, because that is part of all this financial re-engineering that we're doing in the state. Now, this is in order to achieve financial sustainability and continue maintaining contributions to the FAP. In his opinion, the formula for calculations and the assumptions under which the FAP receives contributions are very restrictive. The controversy surrounding the budget granted to the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHI, continues to generate tensions after authorities and teachers of the institution staged a demonstration on Monday at its main headquarters. The protest, which reflected growing concern about the future of the university, coincided with a meeting between law students and deputies who listened to the concerns of the academic community. On the 16th of October, UNACHI's rector, Etelvina Medianero de Bonagas, sent a note to the Minister of Economy and Finance, Felipe Chapman, expressing her concern because the approved budget is considerably lower than that was requested. According to the rector, the approved figure amounts to $50 million, 64% less than the $138 million requested by the university, and represents a 53% cut compared to the 2024 budget. The impact of this reduction, as stated in the letter, is devastating. The authorities emphasise that the budget allocated for 2025 covers only operating and running expenses without allowing for investments in infrastructure, research or development. While the protest was taking place in Chiriquí, students from the Faculty of Law of UNACHI met with deputies of the National Assembly. Some of them were Betseray Richards and Jonathan Vega, both from the Vamos Coalition. University students expressed their concern about the budget of the university, while Richard said that there are issues with UNACHI that need to be corrected, such as a bloated payroll and nepotism. The chancellor should be in jail, said Deputy Betseray Richards. The Office of the Comptroller General of the Republic of Panama reported the detection of several deceased persons who were still listed on the regular payroll of the state, covering different ministries. The discovery was made possible by cross-referencing information with the Electoral Tribunal, the entity responsible for civil registration, identification and certification of civil status in the country. In a statement, the Comptroller's Office did not specify how many cases of this kind have been detected. As an immediate measure, the salary corresponding to the second half of October of 2024 has been withheld for the identified cases, the institution said. Bill 139, which declares a moratorium for taxpayers, was approved in its final debate on Monday by the National Assembly's Economic and Finance Committee. One of the key modifications that this project underwent was the elimination of the articles that proposed reforms to the Tax Procedure Code. Several members of the committee expressed their disagreement with these articles because the Assembly closes its ordinary sessions on the 31st of October, leaving them little time to debate a complex issue. Now, the chairman of the committee, Roland de Garcia, agreed with his colleagues and proposed the elimination of Articles 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9 of the project, which referred to the Tax Procedure Code. Earlier, the Panamanian Institute of Tax Specialists had sent a note to the Commission in which it expressed its disagreement with the reforms. "We've made it clear that this issue concerning the Fiscal Code and the Tax Procedure Code must be addressed with the participation of all entities related to fiscal and tax matters, and that there should be the disposition and time to do so as not to harm the guarantees of taxpayers and in turn guarantee both the collection and the proper application of its provisions," the Institute stressed in the note. The Commission ultimately approved the bill with only the articles related to the moratorium. The initiative presented by the Ministry of Economy and Finance establishes a moratorium period until the 31st of December of this year for the payment of interest and surcharges caused by income tax, real estate tax, tax on notice of operation, tax on the transfer of personal property and provision of services, that's the ITBMS, selective consumption tax, or consumption tax rather, the ISC, and the single rate for legal entities. And the Land Transport and Transit Authority, the ATT&T, has asked drivers of all digital passenger transport platforms to immediately remove any signs attached to vehicles providing this service. On Monday, 21st of October, after a meeting between the ATT&T and legal representatives of the InDrive platform in Panama, it was clarified that only taxis with an operating certificate are authorized to carry signs or stickers that identify their selective transportation service. The ATT&T warned that starting on the 28th of October of this year, any vehicle on the InDrive platform that continues to be labelled will be penalised. And the President of the Republic, José Raúl Molina, was received on Monday at the Élysée Palace by the French President Emmanuel Macron, who promised to collaborate so that Panama stops being part of the European Union tax lists. President Macron waited for Molina with the entrance of the presidency as part of official protocol. They took the obligatory photo and then entered the palace. During a meeting, Macron was direct in pointing out that he is aware of the efforts that Panama has made to comply with international requirements on fiscal matters, the presidency reported in a statement. "France wants Panama to be removed from this tax list," Macron said at the meeting. Molina thanked Macron for his gesture of support and invited him to visit the country. The French president accepted Molina's invitation to visit Panama in the second half of 2025, a visit that would mark the historic relationship between the two countries. During the meeting, they also discussed commitments to biodiversity. Macron took the opportunity to propose to Molina that he be a speaker at the third conference on the oceans, which will take place in Nice in 2025. They discussed the conflict in Ukraine and their position on the regime of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and the lack of transparency in the last elections there. The Director General of Revenue, Camilo Valdés, of the Superintendent of Banks, Milton Ayón, the Foreign Minister, Javier Martinez Acha, the Ambassador-designate in France, Miguel Antonio Bernal, and the President of the Action Group for International Financial Equality, Carlos Raúl Moreno, also participated in this meeting. Representing France were Alde de Amorim, French ambassador to Panama, Emmanuel Born, diplomatic advisor, Walid Fourquet, advisor for America, Asia and Oceania, Anastasia Colosimo, communications advisor, Amélie Verdier, director general of public finances, and Jerome Audin, President Director for Latin America and the Caribbean at the Ministry of Europe and Foreign Affairs. The Panamanian President arrived in France on Sunday. Earlier, Molina held a meeting with several representatives of leading companies. And that's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Some of the local news stories for today compiled for today's programme.